No, I don't think it did. Sorry, what's it? Louder than I expected. Okay, so welcome to this meeting of the Plans Committee of Chatham Borough Council. Please note that this meeting is being recorded and the recording will be made available on the council's website following the meeting. Under the openness of local government policy regulations, people may film or record this meeting and this is outside the council's control. However, people wishing to film or record the meeting should do so in a way that does not disrupt the business of the meeting. Also, so that the meeting is not disturbed, could I ask everyone present to please turn off your mobile phones or switch them to silent and ensure that the meeting is distraction free. In addition, please turn off smart speakers on phones, Alexa, Siri, Cortana, etc., as these record conversations and this could be a breach of GDPR. Voting will be undertaken by a show of hands for, against and abstain. Speakers will be called forward at the appropriate time by the chair and brought into the room accordingly. They may stay in the public gallery for the debate of their item. Following that, they may be asked to leave by the chair to ensure continued social distancing. The speaker's table will be cleared in between uses. Speakers have 5 minutes each and they will be timed by the Democratic Services Officer. When you have 1 minute of time remaining, you will be advised. We have one item tonight, application number P/20-2373/2, round to the rear of 83 to 89 Lucky Road, Quorn. There'll be one speaker against it, an objector, Mr. Michael Healy, and Councillor Keith Harris, the Ward Council, will also be speaking. Apologies. Have we received any apologies?
Chair, we've received apologies from Councillor Fryer and we've got Councillor Seaton as a substitute.
Thank you. Item 2, minutes of previous meetings. The committee is asked to confirm as a correct record of the minutes of the meeting held on the 19th of February 2023. I will now ask the committee to confirm by a show of hands that the minutes are correct. Thank you, that is unanimous, apart from one person who wasn't at the meeting. The minutes of the previous meeting have now been confirmed as a correct record and now sign them. Item 3, questions under committee procedure 12.8.
I can confirm there have been no questions submitted for this meeting, Chair.
Okay, item 4, disclosures of pecuniary or personal interests. I don't see any. Are there any other disclosures of interest members may wish to make? Again, I see none. So item 5, planning applications. Application number P/20-2304/2373/2, land to the rear of 83 to 89 Lucky Road, Halley. They'll now follow a presentation by the planning officer.
Thank you, Chair. Good evening, everyone. Item 1 tonight relates to land at the rear of 83 to 89 Lucky Road, Halley. And the proposal is an outline planning application for the erection of up to 18 dwellings with all matters except the means of access reserved for future approval. A site location plan related to the application can be found in the extras report. Members may recall the consideration of the Six Act application at the 29th of March 2021 council meeting almost 2 years ago. Where it was resolved to grant outline planning permission subject to the completion of the legal agreement. This agreement was to secure developer contributions as set out in this report and included affordable housing units and finance towards education places, civic amenity sites, the NHS and libraries, together with provision of open space and play facilities in Halley, including local allotment enhancement or provision. You'll find the 2021 report to members. It's attached as Appendix 1 in tonight's agenda pack. By way of an aid memoir, these next slides are taken from the original committee presentation to members. So that's the site edged in red there. It's situated to the southwest of Rough Borough and is currently agricultural land used for grazing of horses. And there are stables there associated with this. To the northwest of the site is Brunsley Croft, which is a backland housing site developed around 10 years ago. To the south, there's a further field between the site and the Garendon Avenue cul-de-sac of dwellings. The existing and proposed access to the land lies between numbers 89 and 97 of the road, which both have garages flanking the track. The new Cabin Community Woodland has been developed recently and is approximately 130 metres to the northwest of this site. The conservation area is shown as the orange hatched area on the plan, and you can see that the site lies wholly outside of it. The nearest listed building is just north of the proposed access, and this is the Anchor Inn Public House, which is a Grade 2 listed. So this is the field of the application site in the centre of the photo, although the red line area doesn't extend beyond the rear of Brunsley Croft lights to the north. The application site is approximately 3/4 of a hectare. You can see that the field is largely grass with trees and hedges around the perimeter. The land is outside of the limits to development for Haven, and it is therefore within the countryside. Although not apparent from the photo, the land rises steeply from the road to the southwestern boundary. This slide shows the existing street views from the road. The photo on the left is looking southeast towards Loughborough, and you can just see a gate to the right hand side past the stone wall, which is where the site is accessed from. The right hand photo shows Loughborough Road looking in the opposite direction and the northwest with the access gate to the site just past the telegraph pole on the left. The large white building on the right hand side of the street is the Grade 2 listed Anchor Inn. This is a photograph of the existing access, which is an unsurfaced track leading into the field. You can get a sense of how the land rises, and you can see the properties either side, which are also significantly elevated above road level. This is the proposed access track, which is to be 5 metres wide and include visibility displays to both sides, with a pedestrian visibility display on the northern side. Members and the local highway authority previously had no objection to the details of the access, which form part of the consideration of the online application. So originally there were lots of issues to consider, including the principle of the development, the housing mix, landscape and visual impact, flood risk and drainage issues, high risk matters and amenity and open space as examples. Members accepted the previous recommendation of officers and resolved to grant planning permission subject to a 106 agreement. The agreement was considered to be essential to secure necessary social and other infrastructure to meet the additional demands placed on services as a result of the proposed additional housing. These contributions are set out in tonight's agenda on page 19. In March 2021, it was considered that provided these contributions could be secured, the proposal would accord with policy CS24 of the adopted core strategy and other policies related to sustainable development. The legal agreement has not progressed or been completed, and the Planning Commission has not been able to be issued. So the application is back before members of the Plans Committee tonight for reconsideration. So the main issues tonight are set out on the slide and whether or not there have been any material changes since the previous resolution 2 years ago, whether or not the proposed development is acceptable without any of the contributions, and then I'll go on to conclude issues and round things up. So in terms of material changes since then, the relevant policy considerations are set out in the agenda report and have been updated to also include the emerging draft Borough of Charnwood local plan. Members will be aware that the examination hearings into the policies of that document were completed last month, and accordingly its policies are gaining weight as the process advances. It's expected that the new local plan will be adopted in the autumn this year, that the application is on the site allocated for housing under property DS3 of the replacement draft plan, but this currently carries only a limited weight. Other relevant policies of the new local plan and their ratings is set out on pages 15 to 18 of your agenda pack. So in March 2021, the council were able to demonstrate 4.1 years of housing land supply. Since then, this is reduced to 3.04 years supply, and the need for housing, including the important proportion of affordable housing, has become even more acute. In addition, the financial contributions previously requested in consultee responses to the proposal have not been revisited in the last 2 years and are most likely to have increased. In any event, the previous amounts in the March 2021 report are index linked. Another change is that the previously submitted ecological survey is out of date, but it is accepted that the habitat condition of the land is unlikely to have significantly changed in the last 2 years. It was previously demonstrated that biodiversity net gain could be achieved on the site, and so the lack of an up-to-date biodiversity information is not considered to be a reason for refusal now. So, as set out in the officer report, because of the shortfall in deliverable housing land, the application calls to be determined in accordance with paragraph 11D of the National Planning Policy Framework. This means that there must be adverse impacts which would significantly and demonstrably outweigh the benefits of the scheme if planning permission is to be refused. So the planning balance exercise is being reassessed and set out on page 20 of your agenda. So, in conclusion, it's considered that the provision of additional housing on a site which is allocated for future housing development in the emerging local plan, and where there are no technical constraints to its development, together with the provision of 40% affordable housing that equates to 7 units, would be a significant positive of the scheme. The developer is now not intending to provide affordable homes, and the development would be in conflict policies which call for its inclusion. So that previous significant positive benefit of the scheme is now considerably reduced. So harms to the scheme are identified to be the localised harm to landscape and visual amenity from the existing neighbouring dwellings and the nearest public footpath. The proposal would also lead to a loss of what could be regarded as potentially the best and most versatile agricultural land. These previously considered to be minor harms outweighed by the provision of the additional housing. However, it is considered that when these are now combined with the lack of expected development contributions to education, civic community, library facilities, open space provision, or medical general practice services in the village, which were previously considered to be very necessary to offset the actual local impacts of the development, these harms become cumulative. So it's considered that the previously requested development contributions remain still compliant and their need has not diminished and in fact may have increased. It is therefore concluded that in the absence of any legal agreement under section 106 of the Town and Country Planning Act 1990, these harms, including the lack of affordable housing, and taken together would significantly and demonstrably outweigh the benefits of the scheme in accordance with paragraph 11D of the MPPF. It is therefore recommended that planning permission be refused for the reasons set out on page 21 of the officer report. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you. We now have two speakers. The first speaker is Mr. Michael Ealy. Mr. Michael Ealy, would you like to take the chair down here? Sorry, you have 5 minutes remaining. When you have, so after 4 minutes, the officer over here will give you an indication you have 1 minute remaining if you want that. So I find it a little distracting, so you don't have to have that if you don't want it. Would you like it?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. She'll give you 1 minute warning then. So when you press this button and the light goes red, this thing here, you've got 5 minutes.
Right. Okay. Thank you.
Speaking on behalf of the residents at the Plans Committee 2021, general reference was made for submitted objections to this application. Objections regarding highway safety were condescendingly dismissed with the statement Leicester County Council Highways are the experts on the highway matters and they could see no issues. There are many issues. Full details were provided in the objections. We feel very strongly that these were ignored, presumably using the same excuse. The applicant's highway statement implies an above average pedestrian and cycle use. The site access plan contains no details or measurements for this part of the access. A scaled access plan was included in the objections, showing a maximum achievable pavement width at the entrance of only 0.95 metres. It also highlighted if the recommended sound absorbing acoustic fence at both sides of the access road was factored in. This significantly reduces the maximum achievable width. This would not be a safe and secure access and would not address the needs of people with disabilities and reduced mobility. It would not create a place that is safe and secure and would not minimise the scope for conflict between pedestrians, cyclists and vehicles. These are stipulated requirements of the National Planning Framework 2021, Section 9, Paragraph 110, B and C. Why did the so-called experts at LCC Highways or Chandwood Development Management overlook the lack of detail in the application and ignore the information in the objections? A Freedom of Information request will be submitted to both authorities for an explanation. In summary, the proposal is for an outline planning application considering access. The application and site access design plan is devoid of important detail and measurements. A decision for the proposal access to this development cannot be based on guesswork. This application must be reviewed. Any future application would need a very detailed plan of all access to prove, without question, if a safe and secure access is achievable. Separation distance, including development beyond the Haddon Parish limits of development. The loss of land separating Haddon District and Loughborough is a cause for concern. Loss of village identity, the decision to develop this parcel of land is at odds with and in contravention to the Charnwood Borough Council CS1 development strategy policy, which is intended to prevent coalescence of distinctly separate settlements and retain green spaces. This land sits beyond the defined limits of development and was never intended to be built on. Additional pressure on local public services. Current survey provision is not fit for purpose. Any additional or increased demand is unsustainable. Examples are the local primary school is full, resulting in parents having to travel by car to schools out of the area. Waiting times at the local doctor's surgery are excessive. There is a daily 45-minute wait to even attempt to obtain an appointment, which often results in all available appointments being taken. Conclusion. The residents of Haddon fully support the council's decision to refuse this application if the developer is
1 minute.
Example, to acknowledge the strain and demand that increased housing will place upon local services and if he fails to make the necessary financial contributions to improve provision in accordance with the conditions set out in the Section 106 agreement, which incidentally was set 2 years prior and will undoubtedly be increased now, then the application should be denied. Furthermore, any wavering or compromise the council makes in terms of the levels of financial contribution originally established by the council for this development sets a bad precedent which any future prospective developer might look to exploit and subsequently cause further detrimental impact, both on the services that our village residents depend on and the village identify.
That's 5 minutes, Chair.
Thank you, I'll stop there. Thank you. Councillor Keith Harris, you next. Councillor Harris, do you want to when you have 1 minute remaining?
Yes, please, I probably won't get there.
Okay, thank you very much. Let's start with you,
is it?
Yes. That's it, that's better. Thank you, Chair. I have been consulted by parish councillors and many residents to express their concerns. The Highways Department find no issue with the exit entrance to this proposed site. One sometimes wonders if they ever do see any issue. Well, the point is directly opposite the Anchor Inn entrance and exit, and residents are worried that cars are increasingly parked on the pavement, obstructing pedestrian passage and visibility for any vehicles exiting this proposed site. That's a source of danger on the A6, which is constantly, this stretch of road is already congested at rush hour, and this will only get worse as Garendon Park advances. Jane Hunt MP has also highlighted in her submission the proximity of a bus stop and a pedestrian crossing within yards. The developer has not been prepared to provide infrastructure under section 106. Many parents in the village cannot find places for their children already. Places are available within 2 miles, yes, but this will only make it worse. I volunteer in Haddon Community Library. It's entirely volunteer run since the county closed it 7 years ago. We've got a constant and vigorous recruitment program to get new people in the library, and this would provide more people with no extra resources. And no affordable housing, which is outrageous. Young villagers can't afford to live in the village. I know of at least one couple who have moved out into Loughborough because they can't afford to live in the village. And this with three, four, five bedroom mansions would attract mainly people with very little connection to the village and have very little effect on our overall and the village's housing needs. Together with the refusal to provide Section 106 contributions, this makes a perfect storm of adverse effects. The borough does indeed have a housing deficit, but houses cannot be built and have a local impact which is not mitigated by any S106 contributions. Haddon already has significant developments on three of its corners, and another seems imminent on the Zotch Road. The area has made and will continue to make a good contribution to the borough's need. The site is good pasture land and should not be lost. This area floods onto the A6, onto the pavement during heavy rain, and new hard surfaces could make this even worse. Various policies seek to direct growth away from smaller settlements. Larger ones contribute huge infrastructure, like the Garendon Park development. A smaller one, which makes little or no contribution, should be refused. Accordingly, I submit that the committee should consider refusal in accordance with the officer's recommendations if these S106 commitments are not met. Thank you. Councillor Harris, would you like to take your seat? Ms. Wiggins, would you like to come back on any of the points raised?
Thank you, Chair. Just really speaking about the proposed access details that were mentioned just then. The technical details shown on the drawing on the screen were in fact found to be acceptable by the local highway authority previously, and the details have not changed at all. The position of the bus stop and the zebra crossing have also not changed, so there's been nothing technically changed with the means of access since the previous consideration of it by members when it was found to be acceptable. So it's for that reason that it's not included as a reason for refusal now.
Can you just for clarity, can you just tell the members what we're actually here to consider as the salient point?
Yeah, it's just those points on the screen that have been presented, which are the main policy changes and the lack of developer contributions or a secured Section 106 agreement, which has not been progressed since the previous resolution. We're not arguing or revisiting the issue of principle or access or technical details, drainage, design or layout, or any of those things which were previously looked at and found to be okay. So it's just whether or not the development is acceptable without the agreement.
Okay, thank you very much. I've got two people so far showing that they wish to speak. Is there anybody else wishing to speak at this time? Thank you. So I've now got three. So the first person to speak is...
Sorry, Chair, because is that invitation open to anybody in the room?
No, I'm sorry, it's just open to councillors. I'm sorry. So Councillor Grimley?
Thank you, Chair. Thank you for Deborah Biggins for clarifying the position. I do have a lot of sympathy on the roadway, lack of space in crime schools, doctors and that sort of thing, but that has already been agreed. And the issue here is that they're not able to provide able to agree on 106 agreement, so to provide at least something there to mitigate the development. So I would go off this recommendation and propose that we refuse this application on those grounds.
Thank you very much. I have a second, Your Honour.
I second that, Chair.
Councillor Lowe, thank you. And you're down to speak. Second after Councillor Grimley.
Thank you, Chair. Now, I'd just like to ask a few questions. First question, why was this not dealt with under officers' delegation? I'm led to understand why the council would allow that to happen. I'm a little bit confused why we're all sat here once again for one item. I think I said at the last meeting or the meeting prior to that that, you know, to set up these meetings cost quite a substantial amount of money. And once again, we're all sat here wasting taxpayers' money, in my opinion. And I can't understand why this wasn't dealt with under office delegation that our constitution would allow.
Okay, I'm going to ask Mr. Bennett to come back on that.
I don't know if he would.
Thank you, Chair, through you, if I may. So the constitution requires that where there's an application that I can explain this. Just bear with me one second, I'll just get my head straight around the wording of the constitution. It's a bit tricky.
It'd be an amazing job when it comes out.
Okay, just whilst we're waiting for that, I've got a third person indicating you want to speak.
No,
you don't. Okay, thank you. Does anybody else wish to speak on this matter? I don't see any hands raised. No? Okay, so we'll just wait for Mr. Bennett.
Sorry. So there's a couple of things here. Firstly, whether there's an application that's been to the Plans Committee before or where it's likely to be of significant public interest or would have an impact on the environment, such as a housing development like this, the camp had at the time. It was considered by the committee back in 2021. Thank you. There was significant representation against it. So in those circumstances, it's right. I think that's
sorry, do you mind keeping quiet?
It's right, they do come back to committee to allow the committee to consider the issues if we are now saying that there's different sets of circumstances which should warrant a change of decision. I think it's right that the Plans Committee have the opportunity to make that decision rather than being delegated, because in effect what you have is a situation where officers are taking a delegated decision against a decision the committee's already made. So I think it's right that the committee revisits that decision rather than it being delegated down to the officers. And also there is a provision in the Constitution where if there is an application to remove or vary a planning condition or to vary a section 106 agreement, whilst this isn't quite the same thing, you know, the Plans Committee will have the authority to consider those cases, and unless following the consultation of the chair of the committee and the relevant board councillors, it's my opinion that the variation is minor in nature. So there is a sort of in the spirit of that kind of wording in the Constitution, and also what I've just said about this being, of significant public interest and have an impact on the environment as a housing development on this scale board, that it should come back to the committee.
Councillor Lowe, are you happy with that response?
It was probably good, Chair, but I accept it. Thank you very much.
Okay, I'd just like to point out that I think it's right for this to come back to us. It's a really very, very important issue, because if this went against officer recommendation, what it would mean is that any application in the future could go ahead without a section 106, which would be absolutely crazy. So I think they are correct to have brought this back to us.
If I could back on that, Chair, what I would want to argue with you, if you're bigger than me, if they're not doing what they legally are responsible for, then the application was never agreed to progress. So therefore, I didn't think it needed to come back, but that's my opinion, and I bow to bigger powers.
Okay, thank you very much. So we've had it's been proposed by Councillor Grimley, seconded by Councillor Lowe, to go with officer recommendation. Can I have a show of hands in favour, please? Sarah, I think that should be unanimous.
Yes, Chair, I agree it's unanimous vote in favour of the officer's recommendation.
Okay, thank you very much. Okay, item 6, list of applications determined under delegated powers. These can be found on pages 57 to 86. Has anybody got any comments on any of those? Any questions? No? Thank you very much. Right, that closes tonight's meeting.